in this area, if you have problems with erosion, does it, when you get a bad rain, does it?
Oh, sure.
Do you have trouble with it flooding and everything?
Well, we had one wash here the other day.
Really?
But a week ago yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Huh.
It washes some and you lose some soil, but it wasn't a real bad one, not like some of the worst ones that I've seen.
So there have been some really bad floods at some points. In the past, when you were younger?
Oh, yeah, in 1933. That was the worst one that I ever saw.
What happened then? I mean, was this area here flooded, or was it mostly down in town?
The farther down it goes, it accumulates. Idledale, mainly.
Okay. One other thing I want to ask you before we kind of start this in was, do you know about how the town of Idledale was founded? I was wondering how it got its name. And was your family some of the first people to settle near this town?
Oh, no, there were people here before that, but originally, as I remember it, the name was Staubach.
Staubach?
Yeah.
It's a German name?
Well, I don't know if that's German or not.
Okay.
But it was named Staubach until 38. They got up a petition and renamed it to Idledale.
Do you know why? I'm just curious about where that name came from.
Well, there's so many people that didn't like Staubach. But Staubach was a promoter of Idledale.
I see. Was it mostly German families in this area? Was it mostly?
No, I wouldn't say that. Probably. No, there's probably more of others than German.
Okay, I just wondered if it was I know in some areas of Colorado, I've been to a couple of other areas where there were large settlements of German or Irish people.
Yeah,
and I was wondering
in Chicago, it was like that.
Yeah. We were talking before about farm animals, and I wanted to ask you about other animals that you might find in this area. What kind of wild animals, are not domesticated on the farm, but wild animals do you find in this area?
Well, there's deer, then coyotes. And if you go into the smaller ones, well, you mean in birds?
Let's wait on birds. How about just like mammals, animals? Are there small animals like, I don't know if you've been keeping up with this prairie dog shoot over at Nucla.
But there's no prairie dogs right here.
Okay.
There are gophers, pocket gophers.
Okay. Do those cause a problem with your ranching here? I mean,
They get into the alfalfa and they work underground. They cut the roots.
I see. So you have to try to work to keep those out.
Oh yeah, you have to keep them down.
Do you have anything like chipmunks?
Yeah, there are chipmunks here also.
Okay.
And then rabbits.
Okay. Do you have anything like, I was wondering if you have any chucks, like woodchucks or ground chucks or rock chucks?
Occasionally there's some come in here, but it's rare.
Okay.
They're farther up, they're higher up.
Okay. Which of those do they call them, or what kind of chuck are they? Do they call them ground chucks?
Woodchucks is what they call them.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the word pop gut to describe a small animal?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. How about those animals? They usually live in trees but have a big furry tail.
Squirrels?
Yeah.
There are a few here, too.
Okay. Are there different kinds or just one kind?
No, there's three different kinds. There's a blue type and a black and a gray.
Okay. A couple other animals let me ask you about. Do they have turtles in this area?
Have what?
Turtles.
Turtles?
Yeah.
No.
They don't at all?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't have anything like a tortoise either or a terrapin?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Something you haven't seen in this area.